WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to crushing it in life, 1 5-minute mindset move at a time. Ever feel like you're playing catch-up with yourself? Like the day is just slipping away while you're still scrolling through memes or debating whether that pile of laundry truly needs folding today? Yeah. We've all been there. But guess what? It's not your fault. Our brains are wired for instant gratification, and procrastination often feels like a quick win, that delicious dopamine rush when you finally decide to binge-watch The Office instead of tackling that project. But listen, I get it, staying focused can feel like trying to head cut sometimes. The good news is, we're not helpless against this procrastination beast. Today, we're breaking down 5 killer strategies to slay your procrastination monster and finally get things done. Ready to level up? Let's dive in. Number 1. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. This is a huge trap we all fall into. You know what I mean, you look at that massive project, your brain screams overwhelm, and suddenly you're convinced it's better to just do nothing than risk failing miserably. Doom. Procrastination wins again. But here's the secret. Even small steps forward are victories. Break down those big tasks into manageable chunks. Just starting is half the battle. Think of it like this, you wouldn't try to eat a whole pizza in one bite, right? You savor each slice. Same goes for your projects. Focus on making consistent progress, and before you know it, that whole pizza. I mean, project will be devoured. Number 2. Embrace the power of the 5-minute rule. Feeling stuck? Tell yourself you'll only work on something for 5 minutes. Often, once you get started, those 5 minutes turn into 10, 20, and before you know it, you're in the flow zone. It's all about getting over that initial hump. Think of this like warming up your creative muscles. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon without stretching first, right? Same goes with tackling those big brain tasks. 5 minutes is all it takes to get those gears turning. Number 3. Become the ultimate distraction slayer. Let's be honest, our phones are like little sirens, constantly beckoning us with notifications and endless scrolling. The key here is to create a focused environment. Turn off those distracting apps. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, or better yet, leave it in another room entirely. Picture this. You're sitting at your desk, laser focused on your work, feeling like a productivity ninja. No distractions, just pure flow. That's the power of creating a sanctuary for your focus. Number 4. Find your peak performance time. We all have those times of day when we're naturally more energized and focused. Some people are morning birds, while others hit their stride in the afternoon or evening. Pay attention to your own rhythms and schedule your most important tasks for when you're at your best. Think of it like this. If you're a baker who makes killer sourdough bread, wouldn't you make it during the time when you're most creative and passionate? It's the same with our work. We perform better when we align our actions with our natural energy levels. Number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments. When you finish a task, even a small one, take a moment to celebrate. Reward yourself with something enjoyable, a cup of coffee, a short walk, or simply a quick victory dance. It reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated to keep crushing it. Remember that time I decided to finally clean up my closet? I broke it down into manageable chunks, set the timer for 15 minutes, blasted some upbeat music, and before I knew it, I had transformed that chaotic space into a well-organized haven. The best part? I felt amazing knowing I tackled something I'd been avoiding for ages. So there you have it, 5 mindset moves to conquer procrastination and unlock your true potential. Remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things when you focus on making consistent progress, minimizing distractions, working during your peak performance times, and celebrating your wins along the way. Ready to put these strategies into action? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to reach new heights. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of motivation. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.